A Blessed Relationship, Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Today's Bible verse is from a book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. Merry Christmas, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you'll have a happy, enjoyable Christmas time. For any mankind, for any person, it is a grace and a blessing to have three good relationships. Firstly, it is a relationship with other people. In other words, it is a relationship between a person and the other person. Once the baby is born, a baby meets parents, neighbors and friends. Females and males form a family and this becomes a starting point in building a community of our society. This kind of relationship changes the destiny. It has been said that a child that has met good parents lives ahead of others by 10 years. Also, between a married couple, depends on who they meet, their lives get determined, whether it would be a happiness or a misery. Who we will meet can be chosen, but there are instances where we cannot choose who we meet. These days I see news on TV about North Korea. I can see the wind of blood of purges blowing at the moment. I could see that the people who were born in North Korea suffer as they live their lives. They were born in such a place where it is like a hell, unfortunately, and they live unhappy lives in their entire lifetime. As I see that, I got to think that I was not born in a land of North Korea, and I got to think that I was born in South Korea. But when we think of the fact that we did not get to make this choice, a choice of who we meet, we get to realize that making a choice and meeting are all blessed relationships. Therefore, having a good relationship with people is a big blessing. Secondly, the other is a relationship with our possessions. In other words, it is a relationship between the financial resources and human being. Humankind cannot live apart from forming any kind of financial relationship. Our possessions, financial resources are neither evil nor good. Depending on how the financial resources had been gained or earned, and depending on how they are spent, it can become evil or good. I reckon the principle of the relationship with financial resources is like a ship and water. To make a ship to float and move forward, water is needed. Water is important for a ship. But that water, if that water comes in a ship, that water makes the ship to sink at last. A relationship with financial resources and a relationship with people are like this. Financial resources can become energizers for us. But if financial resources penetrate into our conscience and character, character falls down and conscience falls down, and at last, we get to forget about God. Thus, when we have a full control over financial resources, and when we win over these, having these financial resources becomes happiness and a blessing. The Bible teaches us well about the wisdom of having this relationship. The other relationship is the relationship with God. In other words, it is a relationship with God and humankind. This is a life relationship. When we form this relationship well as we live, God gives us peace in our mind, gives us rest and gives us wisdom. God blesses us so that our relationship with other people, our relationship with financial resources can be formed well. The birth of Jesus and the fact that the Lord has come to this land is for us, actually to restore the relationship with God. So on the day that Jesus was coming, the angels sang songs like this. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. That's right. Whoever believes in Jesus, a person who was meant to go to hell, becomes a citizen of heaven. The anxiety changes to peace, and darkness changes to light. And if we believe in Jesus who has come to save us, we get to have peace in our minds, and our families become peaceful, and our nation too will become peaceful. I hope and pray in Jesus' name that through Christmas today, through the birth of Jesus, through the fact that Jesus came to us, I hope the richest blessings like these will also fill each and every one of your lives, too. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.